Imagine discovering that the charming new colleague who's been bringing you coffee has a history of workplace violence, or that the attentive partner who swept you off your feet has left a trail of emotionally devastated exes. Former FBI profiler Joe Navarro pulls back the curtain on the most dangerous personalities walking among us, individuals who cause immeasurable harm while often appearing completely normal on the surface. Drawing from 4 decades interviewing criminals and studying behavioral patterns, Navarro reveals how to identify 4 dangerous personality types before they upend your life. These aren't just difficult people. They're individuals whose psychological makeup predisposes them to cause serious harm to others, often without remorse or awareness. Narcissists are egocentric individuals who never outgrew the childlike belief that they're the center of the universe. While healthy confidence benefits society, dangerous narcissists pursue grandiosity solely for self-aggrandizement, harming others. They crave attention through dramatic entrances, boast about their intelligence, and obsess over appearance. Though projecting accomplishment, many have achieved little of substance. What makes them dangerous is viewing others as inferior beings who exist to serve their needs. They identify others' weaknesses and insecurities, using them as weapons, belittling your accomplishments, embarrassing you publicly, and making contemptuous comments with caustic indifference. Their limited or non-existent empathy is most troubling. During your personal crisis, they'll still demand attention for themselves. Some display arrogance openly, while others feign empathy with hidden agendas. They feel entitled to shortcuts and believe rules don't apply to them. In relationships, narcissists cannot express genuine love. Their affection remains conditional. They initially captivate partners with charm and grand gestures, but this facade quickly fades after commitment. Perpetually dissatisfied, they offer constant criticism, leaving victims feeling small, insignificant, and forbidden to flourish. The emotionally unstable personality creates interpersonal havoc that devastates lives while often avoiding legal consequences. They swing between extreme emotions, feeling like royalty one moment and victims the next. Their initial warmth appears intoxicating before revealing its toxic nature. Their danger lies in how they destabilize others. Family members walk on eggshells, developing sensitivity to detect shifts that might trigger emotional storms. As wound collectors, they stockpile grievances to weaponize later. When upset, they reject logic for absolutes, all or nothing, friend or foe. They publicly test loyalty with manipulative questions like, "Whose side are you on?" Their behavior can be terrifyingly unpredictable. One father described his wife threatening to throw herself from a moving car with their children inside over forgotten suntan lotion. They seek feeling alive through reckless behavior, attention-seeking sexual exploits, substance abuse, shoplifting, gambling, or self-harm. Being involved with them leaves you drained, constantly reassuring them when down and becoming their rage target when you inevitably disappoint them. Many victims report feeling like they're losing their mind or questioning their reality. The paranoid personality lives in a world of irrational mistrust with their internal warning system perpetually in overdrive. Do something nice for them, and they'll suspect hidden motives. Their thinking remains rigid and resistant to reason. These personalities appear everywhere, from aggressive drivers convinced you deliberately cut them off, to jealous partners monitoring conversations, to neighbors warning about government conspiracies. They constantly scan for malicious intent, often lie defensively, and keep secrets even from close family. What makes paranoid personalities particularly dangerous is their wound collecting, gathering every perceived slight, never to be forgotten or forgiven. Bin Laden used grievances from the 11th century Crusades to justify attacking Americans in 2001. Paranoid personalities gradually drain those around them, making you tense while demanding you share their view of enemies. In relationships, they struggle with intimacy, being too focused on perceived dangers to connect. Unfounded jealousy leads to surprise visits, constant calls, or searching through communications. Most alarmingly, when paranoid personalities attain leadership positions, the consequences can be devastating. Stalin, Hitler, and Pol Pot were all deeply paranoid, resulting in millions of deaths. Predators are the most dangerous personality type, focused entirely on exploitation rather than building meaningful lives. They harm others without remorse, seeing people merely as opportunities or obstacles. What makes predators especially dangerous is their chameleon-like ability to blend in. They appear in all forms: intelligent, friendly, attractive, quiet, or reclusive. Even respected professionals can be predators, as demonstrated by Jerry Sandusky and Bernie Madoff. Most disturbing is their lack of normal emotional responses, particularly empathy. They display a flat affect when discussing their crimes and choose evil despite understanding moral boundaries. Serial killer Henry Lee Lucas chillingly stated, "Killing someone is just like walking outdoors." Predators are masterful manipulators who use language to deceive. Many find controlling others intoxicating. Ted Bundy described feeling omnipotent, deciding others' fates. They target trusting individuals, acting as parasites who expect others to meet their needs while avoiding responsibility. The consequences are often deadly. 3 women die daily at the hands of intimate partners, representing 30% of female murders. When individuals possess traits from multiple dangerous personality categories, the risk increases exponentially, creating synergistic effects that amplify destructive potential. The paranoid plus narcissistic combination includes figures like Stalin and Hitler, who saw enemies everywhere while believing only they could solve problems. Timothy McVeigh exhibited both paranoid suspicions about government conspiracies and narcissistic beliefs about his revolutionary role. The narcissist plus predator combination produces individuals who crave attention while exploiting others without remorse. Bernard Madoff exemplified this through his grandiose yet predatory Ponzi scheme that destroyed thousands of lives. When 3 or more types combine, the potential becomes catastrophic. Jim Jones displayed narcissistic traits, needing worship, paranoid features, fear of outsiders, and predatory behaviors, taking followers' money, ultimately causing over 900 deaths. Dangerous personalities who associate with each other pose even greater risks. Partnerships like Bonnie and Clyde or the Columbine Killers created feedback loops of validation, accelerating their path to increasingly extreme actions. Like frogs in slowly heating water, victims of dangerous personalities often realize the danger too late. Our adaptive abilities can blind us to gradually worsening situations. Navarro offers practical protection strategies rather than attempting to fix these personalities. Trust your physical reactions. Gut clenching or vague unease are warning signals from your brain. Distinguish between niceness, superficial actions, and goodness, consistent care for others. Control space and distance as protective barriers. Resist pressure for quick decisions. Document problematic behaviors with dated records. Build supportive alliances with family and friends who validate your experiences. Resist isolation. Any attempt to separate you from support networks is a serious danger sign. Set rigid, non-negotiable boundaries. When your instincts signal danger, act immediately. No one has a social obligation to be victimized. By recognizing these patterns early and maintaining appropriate distance, we protect ourselves from those who would harm us. Life is too precious to waste on toxic individuals. Protection begins with recognition and the courage to act on what you observe.